Sensei Doug. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hobosode number 92. This one is sponsored by Robert S. Thank you, Robert S., for being a supporter on the Patreon. Today is March 19th, 2018. Holy crap, Hobosode 92. We're almost to 100, everyone. Yesterday, I was on The Dick Show. I've mentioned The Dick Show a few times before. I've done prank calls just for The Dick Show, and I don't think I played them on my show, but I did some new ones for him that involved Maddox, and he actually had me come on his show yesterday and talk about my legal situation from the past year, and that was kind of cool. I'm hoping to get a normal-sized show done tomorrow, on Tuesday, but if I don't, here's your heads up. The Dick Show, it usually comes out on Tuesday, first thing Tuesday morning. They record it on Sunday, and then they release it on Tuesday. So on Tuesday, while you're waiting for me to do a regular snowplow show, you can pass the time away by listening to the latest episode of The Dick Show, where you will hear three prank calls by me, and you get to hear me call into the show and talk to Dick. You can find The Dick Show on thedickshow.com. It's a fun show to listen to if you want to hear people bash Maddox a lot. You guys remember Maddox, don't you? I got an email here from Reggie, and Reggie claims that complaintsboard.com still works for phone numbers, and he sent me a link to the search URL for Complaints Board, where I searched for the term my phone number, and it looks like he is half right on that. So in the search results, the phone number does show up, but then when I click on the thing, and it was probably always like this, I just didn't notice before, when I click on the thing, the phone number is removed, and instead of the phone number, I just see the word protected in brackets. But then if I go back to the search results, I can see this lady's phone number. She's complaining about a $1,000 Walmart card scam. She says, my name is Ivana blah blah. My email is, has her email. My phone number is protected. I started completing offers to be able to claim the $1,000 Walmart card. I completed one offer on the silver page and offer on the gold page. Yesterday, I completed more than 8 offers on the platinum page, and it just continues to tell me that I have to fill out more and more. Now I have all these subscriptions to different things that I don't really need, and I have no $1,000 card to Walmart. This is absolutely terrible. Someone please advise, because this seems like a scam. And I guess she's actually complaining to Reward Zone USA, and I have no idea what this is all about, but big surprise, you can't just fill out a survey and get $1,000 free for your local Walmart. And this complaint is from today, March 19th, 2018, but the dates she puts on here, this is the weirdest thing. She says, I left out this part, but now I'm just now noticing this. She says, on Saturday, 5/17/17, I started completing offers. And then the next sentence, yesterday, 5/18/17. And the days are correct. Saturday was the 17th, Sunday was the 18th, today is the 19th, but it's 2018. She says it's 2017, and she also thinks the number for March is 5. How can she mess that up? And it's in here two different times, so it's not like it's a typo.
Hello.
Hi, Ivana.
May I ask what's going
on? Sure, this is Roy. I was getting to that, actually. This is Roy. I'm from Walmart. You filled out our reward card thing.
Yes.
And I just wanted to make sure that that worked out for you, that you got that all hooked up.
No, I didn't. And I've filled out all the offers and everything, and it just keeps saying that it's not even saying anything. When I go to click finish, because I did the 8 offers on the platinum thing,
mm-hmm, yep.
And then when I hit finish, it just keeps saying you have to fill more offers out.
Yeah, I'm looking on your account here. It looks like it's showing here that you have a hobo computer. And
computer?
A hobo computer, like a computer that poor people use. And I guess like maybe you just don't have all the drivers installed and
I'm using my phone.
I have
a smartphone.
Oh, smartphone. Like, is it one of those hobo smartphones? Like,
I got a Galaxy Note 8. This is like the newest Galaxy that just came out. I don't even know how is that considered a poor phone.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's not a Galaxy S9, you know? That's the latest one. Maybe you should...
Well, still, it almost seems like a scam, because I've done way more than 8. and I have all of these things now that I don't signed up for. And
well, that's part of the,
I mean, I could,
that's just how it works.
I know it is, but once you hit 8, you're supposed to be able to claim your reward.
Oh, hey, settle down. Don't yell at me. And also, do you think you could shut those kids in the background up? Like, shut them up. They're very loud.
Who is this? I work at a school.
Oh, okay.
Are you serious right now? What's your name?
It's just that I heard all these really irritating kids in the background, and they're being very unruly. And, like, are you in charge of them? Can't you, like, handle them better?
Sir, what's your name?
My name is Roy. I already mentioned that at the beginning of this call. Roy.
Yeah, you're fucking rude as shit.
Whoa, hey.
You should be fired. You should be fired from your fucking job. You
should
fucking asshole.
You should be fired using the fucking word in front of all those. Oh wow, those kids sounded like they were within earshot, and she's using the fucking word right in front of them. Can you believe that?
You have reached the voicemail box.
Now she won't pick up. And I guess me saying that she has a hobo computer doesn't work out too well when she's got the Galaxy Note. Isn't that the exploding galaxy? Maybe that was a different model or something. I can't remember.
You have reached the voicemail box.
So, this is awesome. Thanks for noticing this, Reggie. I guess Complaints Board hired an underpaid web guy to fix the phone number thing and automatically take out all the phone numbers, but they forgot to do it in the search results. They only did it on the posts themselves. Here's a lady complaining about furniture that she bought. She purchased an ottoman. When I arrived to pick it up, the price was $40 less than what I paid.
Hello?
Hi, Darcy?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the furniture store. You bought the ottoman from us?
Yes.
I just want to make sure the ottoman was working out okay for you.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, that's good to hear. I just wanted to make sure it was going good and it didn't have the bed bugs or anything like that. Because, you know, we've had issues.
Well,
here.
Should I be looking for them?
Oh, no. I think you bought that before the outbreak happened over here. So I think you should be fine.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I think you should be fine, though. I think the bed bugs happened like a week after you were here. So everything's cool.
Oh, come on. Are you really joking me?
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke you. I'm a Christian, so I don't joke people.
Well, I've never even heard about what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, it happened a week after you were here. And they didn't.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it couldn't have been going on a week prior without you knowing, right?
No, I think we know who brought them in. Like they had a couch from us. They bought a couch and then they brought it back, like after mm-hmm. you know, after you bought your ottoman, and I think their couch was just infested with bed bugs. They were like,
oh my goodness.
they were dirty garbage people, gypsies. You know those.
Okay,
kind
can
of
I
customers.
Get your number and your name, because I'm gonna make sure that nothing's going on in this end too.
Oh no, it's fine. You don't need any of that. I was just making sure. Just in general. The bed bug thing doesn't matter. Just forget about that.
Who is this?
This is Roy. I work for the furniture store.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, come on? What do you, like, why don't you believe this?
Who is this really? Seriously?
Why would you not believe me? I don't understand what the problem is.
I don't know. It just sounds like a strange phone call.
Oh, no. I'm a Christian. I'm not strange at all.
Okay, so your name's Roy.
Yes.
And you're at the store.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
I just want to make sure your ottoman's okay. Like, didn't fall apart or anything, or have bed bugs.
I think this is a joke myself.
Why?
Am I being pranked or something?
No, what makes you think this is a joke? I don't understand why you keep saying that.
It's just an odd phone call, because I've never heard of anything about this.
Well, you bought an ottoman from us, and I'm just calling to make
sure.
Yes,
I did.
Yeah. I'm just calling to like, why are you so suspicious of me? Like, this is just like they told me you were when you came in.
Oh my goodness.
Because they said you were giving everyone snake eyes while you were there.
Who the heck is this?
It's Roy from the furniture store.
And you're talking to me this way.
No, I'm not talking to you anyway. I'm this is just a quality assurance thing, you know. I just calling to make sure everything's fine.
It's a quality assurance call, and you're right. Telling me that people told you I was making snake eyes in the store.
Well, no, I'm just saying that because you're being all suspicious of me, and now it all kind of connects and makes sense. I can understand what they were saying now. I know why they were talking like that about you.
Well, I'll check the ottoman out and I'll get back to you, okay?
Oh, no, the ottoman's fine. I'm sure it's fine. I just wanted to make sure it didn't fall
apart.
Well,
I'm
going to
check it out, though, now.
No, you don't have to look at it. Just don't even bother. It's fine.
Oh, I am going to bother. Of course I am.
We know who brought the bed bugs in, and it wasn't before you were here. It was after you were here. So just settle down, okay?
I'd really like to know who this is, because I know it's not who you're saying it is.
I don't know why you're saying that. I've worked here for 13 years now.
Pardon?
I said I've worked here for 13 years, and now you're trying to tell me I don't even work here. It's fucking weird.
Okay, well, I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay, no, don't, please don't call us back. We don't want any trouble here.
I will if I search the ottoman and find anything.
No, there's nothing wrong with the ottoman. The ottoman's fine. I told you. I don't know why you don't believe anything.
You were wondering, or you wouldn't have called me about it in the first place.
No, I wasn't calling you specifically about the bed bug outbreak that we had here and are still dealing with. I just wanted to make sure the ottoman was okay. Can you tell those kids to be quiet? They're very irritating.
Who is it?
And that guy, too. Tell him to be quiet.
Oh, it's somebody we know, obviously.
Who?
I'm trying to talk more, young fella.
Hey, I'm not a young fella. I'm 45 years old.
That's young to me, young fella.
Okay, if you say so.
It is very young.
All right. Well, look, I have work to do. I can't just sit here and talk on the phone all day to rude people. To people like
what
you.
What does he want you to text?
He wondered if we had bed bugs in our ottoman.
Oh.
Pardon?
Because they had an infestation in the store.
It was after you left. You're probably the one that brought him in.
Oh, my God.
Are they serious? Is this if somebody works there, they're going to be getting a
hold. Hey, tell that lady to shut up. Tell that lady to shut up. Her voice is irritating.
What? Hey, don't go in there, buddy.
I'm just asking nicely to tell her to shut up.
Who is it?
I have no idea.
I'd hang up on the call.
You know it's not.
Yeah, I'd hang up on me too. I'm like really tired of talking to you at this point.
Who is it?
I don't know.
You're here on the
call. So why would you let him talk to
you?
It's a
prank. It's not a prank. Yeah,
anyone who works for would not be able to talk like that.
Well, we're human beings here. We can talk how we want.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
A team of clowns, did you say?
I didn't say anything like that. You need to get the fuck off the phone, lady. Just hang up. Hang up the phone.
Oh, really?
You hang it up right now. Just hang it up. Hang it up.
I know he is.
Hang up that phone.
A clown.
Ain't no clown. You're a clown. You hang up that phone, you fucking clown.
Mm-hmm. So what is the purpose of this phone call? Your store is infested with bed bugs?
No, you don't even worry about that. I don't even know who you are. Like, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to that other lady. I was talking to Darcy.
Yeah, probably the employees, right?
Probably Darcy brought him in.
Ma, are you done talking to these people?
That's where the bed bug come from, his house.
Yeah, ask me that. Ask me that, lady. That'll be a good one.
This is hilarious.
He's a joke.
That is pretty funny.
Quite a joker.
Thank you. I'm a professional. Okay, you win.
You know, what? Ma, you know they're probably keeping on your phone right now to try and steal some type of information. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah, if you hang up, it's going to charge your bank account.
When you look up the number that they call, it's spam.
It's spam. She punched in the number.
So,
Bam. You better not hang up. It'll charge your account.
Here, you better not hang up. It will charge. That's what they're trying to do right now.
Yeah, leave the phone off the hook all day. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
We're recording you anyway, you clown.
I'm recording you, too. Oh, and then they just hung up. They don't care that I'm going to charge their account. Why do people think that? That if they stay on the phone, it's going to charge their account? It makes no sense at all. Well, that was pretty much a huge failure of a prank call. But I still had fun doing it. Darcy was amused by me. That's all that matters. Here's a lady who is unhappy with DirecTV because they can't set up service at her address because she's in an apartment. Oh, wait, she called up AT&T to set up DirecTV service. And after going through the complete process with a very nice young man, he told me he could not set it up because of her location having an MDU restriction, which means multi-dwelling unit. He said I would have to call the rental office and have them arrange installation. And this is a long complaint. DirecTV is a multi-billion dollar company. I just want to set up my services for my move-in date so I'm not without what I need. Come on, do you really need TV? Why is the information not made clear on your website about what needs to be done to set up installation for an MDU? Why do your customer service agents also not have this information? Thus far, I've spent 2 hours trying to set up an installation date. Oh, get used to it with DirecTV.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Micheline?
Yes?
I'm calling from AT&T. I was just calling to make sure that they got your DirecTV all set up there at your new apartment.
Who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Roy.
Okay, Roy, I would like to have a very long conversation with you, but unfortunately right now I'm out in a public place. I'm in a restaurant, and I can't talk.
Oh, it's
okay.
Would
it be possible for you to give me a call back? Because I'm having some really bad issues. And I would really appreciate it if you could give me a call back maybe in a couple of hours.
Why can't you talk in the why can't you talk in the restaurant?
Because it's very impolite and rude.
Oh, who cares?
And I'm waiting for
them?
My food.
Like who are you with that's so important that you can't talk to us?
You know what? Goodbye.
But ma'am, come on. Don't do that. Well, shit, I won't be around in 2 more hours. I've got shit to do today. Here's a lady who is upset with a Shell gas station. I am submitting this complaint against location blah 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 on March 17th at 11:40 a.m. A gentleman whom refused to give me his name. He was very rude and upset that I did not give him with my fuel rewards card before I asked for gas. I advise him that I have never had to do that. He accused me as a liar. Actually, it says lair. Then asked me how long I have had the card. I told him for a long time. He said that this location, you have to. I did advise him, because of him being very rude, that I will report him to corporate. He said, so what? He didn't care.
Hello?
Hi there, is this Cynthia?
Hello?
Hi, is this Cynthia?
Actually, yes, but I'm driving.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
actually, please.
Uh-oh. I'm calling from the Shell station.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me put my headset in.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
I hear you just fine.
Okay. You say, what's your name is again?
My name is Roy.
Mr. Roy?
Yep.
Okay. So you want to know what happened?
Oh, no. I was just calling to ask you if you could not do that anymore. Like, they said you kept giving the employees their snake eyes.
Oh, like please. No. First of all, it was only one man, and you calling me about not to do something anymore?
Well,
I
looked on the camera, and you kept looking up at the camera and giving the camera snake eyes, too.
Actually, no, I didn't look at no camera giving them snake eyes,
uh-huh.
And I was looking at the gentleman because of what he said to me. Now, did you correct him about that? Did you say anything about what he said to me?
Oh, no, I didn't know anything about any of this stuff.
You're just going by what you saw on the camera, and I was looking at him like that because I couldn't believe of what he said to me.
Yeah, but
so this is what I'm going to do.
Huh?
You just kept giving the camera snake eyes. You kept looking directly at the camera.
I didn't even see no camera, so I know you're lying. Because I didn't even see no camera. I was looking at him.
It looked like
so I know you're lying. I didn't look at, sir. If you call me to defend him after what he did to me and said to me, I can have my attorney to call both of you because you don't know what happened and what that man said to me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay? What did he say?
Oh, this is what I'd rather do. I'd rather we can do everything in person because I even asked for his name and he told me don't worry about it. And when I told him I'm a contact corporate, he told me so what, he didn't care. And I know that's illegal. But this is what I'm going to do.
No,
this
it's not
illegal.
This is
the number that I can have you contacted at?
Yeah, this is my cell phone number here at the store.
And what is your position for sales?
I'm the general manager here at this location.
The general manager?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, he was very prejudiced, and it was only the other gentleman. He didn't come from behind. He didn't even come from behind the I saw a head sitting down. But I'm going to do is I'm going to have someone to call you and discuss this because I don't appreciate what you told me I shouldn't do, and you don't know what your the owner. You don't know what he said and to me and how he was looking at me.
Yeah, but
you don't know none of that. You're only going back what you saw.
Yeah, but how was shut up. How was he prejudiced though? Like, are you sure he wasn't just high? Like, what did he? Oh, she shut up. I think I messed that up. Let me try her right back. I'm just gonna get her attorney because she got bad customer service. Oh, hey, we got disconnected.
Hello?
We got disconnected somehow.
I know, I hung up. So you're going to ask me, am I sure I wasn't just high? Is that what you said to me?
Oh, no. I just said the employee may have been high because he gets high a lot.
Oh,
he smokes weed on the job.
Well, I don't have nothing to do with that. He shouldn't be high at work.
Well, no.
I still don't know his name.
But what?
I still don't know if he's the owner.
His name's Chad. No, he wasn't the owner. But, like, how was he being prejudiced? Okay.
So he lied about being the owner as well.
Yeah, he gets high and he just he just makes things up. But how is he being prejudiced?
Okay, well no, I'm gonna have my attorney to call you.
Oh,
and
no,
you guys
you're
not. Can discuss it. I'm done.
You don't have
a great day.
You don't have an attorney. One more time.
Hello. If you call me again, I'm gonna file charges against you for harassment.
Well, don't
okay?
don't pretend you have an attorney. All right, I guess I can't call her again. Because I don't want to get charges filed against me for harassment. And I don't want to get sued. Because being rude is illegal, she says. But she didn't say that Carol couldn't call her back. Let's see if she'll answer for Carol.
Hello?
Hi there. This is Carol from the Shell corporate office.
Yes.
Is this Cynthia? Cynthia?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not doing great now because another gentleman, he said he's the general manager. He just called me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said I was going to forward the information over to an attorney. He told me I ain't got no attorney. His exact words. You don't have an attorney. Okay.
Oh my.
I don't know what happened, but he came. The way he was talking to me, like basically I felt like he was calling me a liar because he said, he's like, you gave my... No, he called me to say he appreciated if I don't give his employees the googly eye. And I'm like, the googly eye? You called me to tell me that?
Googly.
Now, not what he said to me or how he was treating me, but you called to tell me about something like that? He said, yes, because I saw you looking at the camera and at my employee giving him the googly eye. I said, first of all, I know you're lying about the camera because I don't even know no damn camera at. Excuse my friend. I said,
no,
and second
okay.
of all, I didn't give him no googly eye. If I didn't look at him a certain way, it was because I couldn't believe how he was talking to me. I said, now that you probably saw.
Well,
But after what he said, after what that man said to me, it's like, I don't even care. I'm just going to contract an attorney because the attorney I have is not a harassment attorney. But the gentleman kept calling my phone, the general manager. And the first time when I hung up on him, he said, I don't know if the call disconnected. I told him, no, I hung up on you because I didn't appreciate how you were speaking to me and what you were saying to me. And he kept calling. When he stopped is when I told him, if you call me again, I'm going to sue you for harassment and file charges against you. So, yeah.
Well, we monitored the phone call that he made to you, and We were able to analyze your voice, and we determined that you are a liar. Because, we can tell by your voice, the computer tells us that you're a big liar. Like, pretty much everything you said is a big lie.
You say the computer said I'm a big liar?
Yeah, it's not me saying it, it's the computer. The computer, it analyzes your voice and detects all the stress and stuff in it, and it says that you're a liar.
Oh, okay.
So we were able to determine that you actually are lying.
You said it what?
The computer was able to determine that you are lying, so we'll be able to use that in court when you take us to court for being rude.
Well, that'd be fine. That'd be fine. That's what I'm talking about. That'd be fine. And what is your name?
My name is Carol. I'm with the corporate office here with Shell.
Carol? Okay, yep. Okay. Yep. Well, that'll be fine. So make sure you have all the paperwork available, because and also the gentleman who was at the jail, the Shells, he stated that he was the owner as well and refused to give me his name.
Oh, that's
but
just
I'm
Chad.
Glad you know that.
Yeah, that's Chad. That's Chad. He always smokes marijuana on the job.
I don't have nothing to do. Oh, he smokes marijuana on the job.
Yeah, Chad does.
That's okay. That's okay, but I'm a liar. Yeah, he said that, and Rory said that. He smoked medication
on
the job.
You know,
he just, and I'm a liar, so it's okay for him to do drugs on the premises.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just marijuana.
There, but,
it's just marijuana.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay, then. Have a great day, ma'am.
No, ma'am. I can put my... Damn it. I wanted to put my supervisor on the phone.
Maybe I should call her back 3 more times, and then she'll have to file a separate lawsuit for Carol at the corporate office. That seems like a lot of effort, filing lawsuits. And talking to all these people just because Chad was rude to you? The gas station guy? I mean, come on, lady, does it really matter to you that the gas station guy is rude to you? Just go to a different gas station. There's billions of them. That makes so much more sense than getting an attorney and taking it to court. And she's saying I gave her the googly eye. That's the best. That's going to be the name of today's show, the googly eye. I think that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you very much, Robert S., for sponsoring this Hobosode. Your sponsorship is greatly appreciated, much more than all those other sponsors. Oh, and speaking of other sponsors, I keep forgetting to mention this. The sponsor known as BIEBER for Life, the one with all the hyphens that I am apparently pronouncing correctly, because I got an email from that person who says, you are pronouncing it correctly, exactly as it sounds. BIEBER for Life. It's definitely not Belieber. I don't know if you guys remember this. I was talking about this probably like 4 Hobosodes ago. I made my YouTube account name Bieber for Life when I was younger, thinking it was hilarious. Yeah, sure you did. You probably really meant it. Now, as I'm older, I'm embarrassed, so I make an emphasis to pronounce and write it as Bieber for Life, so it sounds like it has nothing to do with Justin Bieber. Thanks for making me a show sponsor, and it was funny hearing you try to pronounce it. Love you, love the show, Cactus Cactus. That's from Bieber for Life, who shouldn't be ashamed of loving Justin Bieber's music. There's nothing wrong with that. If you love his music for life, then you should just love his music for life. What's the problem? Tell everyone to go fuck themselves and keep your email address forever. I'm ending today's show with my favorite song by Justin Bieber. This is called One Time. I'm dedicating this to Robert S., not Bieber for Life. It's Robert S. He's the sponsor. Who do you think you are, Bieber for Life?
No, he called me to say he appreciated if I don't give his employees the googly eye.